7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Second Period Industries Internet Talking Music Program, Volume 2, Number 43. You just heard a song from Metal Lucifer called Heavy Metal Battle Axe, which is from their album Heavy Metal Bulldozer, which was released, near as I can tell, three different times. Once with English language vocals, once with Japanese language vocals, and then another version by partially or mostly different people that was released, I think, for a German... I don't know how they live their lives, alright? Sorry. I probably should have more information, but I don't have any more information. And that is the key. That is how you can tell that you're listening to the Second Period Industries Internet Talking Music Program, because I don't know anything. Sorry, guys. I'm not sorry. You just heard Carlisle with New Brunswick. Before that was Necrostrigus with
Nadchodząca tchła niekrwawego strachu.
And Anchor before that with a song called Captivity. It should be no secret to longtime listeners of the Second Period Industries Internet Talking Music Program, if in fact there is such a thing, that I am a fan of Roger Miller. Roger Miller is, in my opinion, one of the best songwriters, one of the best musical artists in general, you know, of all time. And I celebrate his entire catalog. Even the soundtrack to Disney's Robin Hood is great. But sometimes people try to, you know, make a little bit of money off of the whole Roger Miller thing. Leroy Pullum, I think, that did that song called I'm a Nut, which was basically a fake Roger Miller song. He tried it. Didn't work out so well. Don't know if I've ever played that or not. Might play that soon. But what I'm getting at is that there was an album that Crown Records put out that was just a compilation album of country hits. I think Jinx, Tex, Carmen was on there, so it wasn't really, it was that kind of hit. The point I'm trying to make is this album, I think it was called Engine Number 9, and it has the worst cover version of any song that I've ever heard in my entire life. So what we're going to do right now is hear Roger Miller's Engine Number 9. Then we're going to hear, and the artist did not put his name to this, we're going to hear the unknown artist from Crown Records compilation with his version of Engine Number 9. It's terrible, so get ready for it.
Coming down the railroad line, how much farther back did she get off? Old brown suitcase that she carried, I've looked for it everywhere. It stayed here among the rest, and I'm a little upset. Yes, tell me, engine number 9. Coming down the railroad line, I know she got on in Baltimore. 110 miles ain't much distance,
It sure do make a difference. I don't think she loves me anymore. I warned her of the dangers. Don't speak to strangers. If by can't she find romance, warmer lips to kiss her, arms to hold her tighter, stirring new fires inside her. How I wished that it was me instead of he that stands beside her. Engine, engine number 9, coming down the railroad line. I know she got on in Baltimore. 110 miles ain't much distance. It sure do make a difference. Oh, I don't think she loves me anymore. Oh, I don't think she loves me anymore. Oh, I don't think she loves me anymore.
I'm a nut, my life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. Is it wetter underwater if you're there when it rains? Is it shorter to New York than it is by plane? Between myself and I wonder who's the dumber. Is it hotter down south than it is in the summer? I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. I drove my Cadillac to Vegas to satisfy my lust. Wheel and deal and left old Vegas on a Greyhound bus. I sure didn't set the woods on fire while I was there, but remember, only forest fires prevent bears. Deep, deep, bop, 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 bop. I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. The poverty war will be over when I begin to fight. If it took a dime to go around the world, I couldn't get out of sight. I don't mind to take the girls out if they don't mind to go Dutch. Makes me feel like $1 million, and I bet I ain't worth half that much. I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut.
That was Leroy Pullins with I'm a Nut. That's the one I didn't think I'd be able to find, but then I remembered that it was organized alphabetically, so I found it. And at least with the Leroy Pullins song, he did a passable job of kind of aping Roger Miller's vocal style and delivery, his low register kind of voice, and then his higher kind of pinched throat voice that he does, and then all the nonsense Roger Miller noises were thrown in there. I mean, it's obvious that he had not a single original idea in that song, but at least it was, you know, a passable imitation. And then there was the unknown artist from the Engine Engine number 9 Crown Records compilation, which honestly, I don't even think was listening to the backing track to that song when he recorded those vocals. There's absolutely no way you could be that far off beat and even be in the same town as the backing track for that music. I'm not saying they recorded that one live to tape, but Yeah, that was terrible. It was the worst thing. A lot of you might know that I have a kid. He's good. I like him. He's been watching the Moomin cartoon, not the Japanese one. I mean, he's watched that one, but it's the stop motion animation with like the felt with like. Apparently, I'm a teenager with the felt and the paper, and it's I don't know. It's an older cartoon, but it's on Netflix. But it's been repackaged and recolored and everything, and the theme song that they use is interesting to me. It sounds very much like something that would have been on 4AD Records, kind of in the early 90s, weird Cocteau Twins-ish kind of. I'm not saying it sounds like it, but it sounds very similar to it. I think it's the use of the chimes and the bells in the song, but it's been stuck in my head for a couple of weeks now, so I'm going to play this. Apparently, the group is called PMMP, and this is their redone theme song to the Moomins cartoon. I figured by playing it on this and making you listen to it, somehow that'll help me get it unstuck from my brain. So we'll see if that works.
Thank you.
Olina. My song was called Sister. Before that, the Cocteau Twins with Carolyn Swingers and PMMP with their theme song from The Moomins. I guess it was updated, I don't know, 2000, let's say 7, I'm guessing, there. That PMMP song was probably really low on the volume level side of things, so sorry about that. Sorry I made you turn a knob or press a button. Yeah, here's a high spirit song.
I wanna run.
was Tokyo Blade with Power Game. Before that, you heard EZO with I Walk Alone and High Spirits. Before that, with Let's Rock. Yeah, that's what you heard. I got nothing. I was trying to think of something clever to say. And as always, cleverness has eluded my grasp. So, yeah, here's some more music to listen to.
Thank you.
You just heard a band called
Celestial
with a song called
Nuit qui brille comme soleil.
Before that was
Daitro
with
Pour où dit l'inconnu, reste un petit l'inconnu.
And it was all started off with
Feu grégeois
and a song called
Le Zigé.
And we did it. Made it through another episode of the Second Period Industries Internet Talking Music Program, Volume 2. My name, as always, is Robert. I don't know why I said it as always. I'm not going to change my name. Well, look, no offense to anybody who has or is planning to change his or her name. Nothing wrong with that. You call yourself whatever you want to call yourself. I'm just saying I don't have plans to right now, but you'll be the first to know if I do. Well, you'll be like the 7th or 8th to know, I guess. Anyway, I don't know where I was before I went off on that whole thing about changing or not changing my name. I apologize for everything I've ever done in my entire life. Second Period Industries Internet Talking Music Program, Volume 2, number, 43? This is 43. 43. Thank you for listening. If you want to get in touch with me, Second Period, SECONDPERIOD at gmail.com. Of course, you can leave a comment at secondperiodindustries.blogspot.com if you got this on iTunes. I don't know how you get it. Have you guys left a rating on iTunes? I don't check. I don't know. Apparently, that helps a thing. There's an algorithm. I don't know. I listen to a lot of podcasts that are not my own. And they're always saying, hey, you should rate and tell all your friends. I don't care. Do what you want with your life. You know, honestly, you don't really have that much time left. So if you got, why did I say that? Listen, I don't know anything about your future. I don't know how much time you have left. I'm not an expert. Please don't take my word for it. I don't want you to start living your life because you heard some idiot on a stupid podcast tell you that you don't have much time left. I mean, that's ridiculous, isn't it? It's ridiculous. So, yeah, look, I'm going to shut up. Thank you for listening to my dumb thing. Here's a Garth Brooks song. I'll see you guys next time.
We call them cool. Those hearts that have no scars to show, the ones that never do let go and risk the tables being turned. We call them fools who have to dance within the flame, who chance the sorrow and the shame that always comes with getting burned. But you've got to be tough when consumed by desire, 'cause it's not enough just to stand outside the fire. We call them strong, those who can face this world alone, who seem to get by on their own, those who will never take. We call them weak, who are unable to resist the slightest chance love might exist, and for that forsake it all. They're so hell-bent on giving, walking a wire, convinced it's not living if you stand outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. There's this love that is burning in my soul, constantly yearning to get out of control, wanting to fly higher and higher. I can't abide standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire.
Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire.